I was just thinking about how we could use Anchor and record us getting you set up on Steemit and going through the whole process, and then sharing that process on Steemit itself as, you know, part of your thing. I think you should check out Anchor again. I think you'd actually really like it now, what it's become, because especially with all the stuff that, you know, you're always telling all your friends and whatnot about, it would be cool to have a place to be able to talk to people that you don't know that you could get feedback from and be able to have a conversation.
I'm sure there's
and stuff.
Some Trump supporters on Anchor.
There's everything on Anchor. It's worldwide, Mom. It's not just about that. But I was thinking about, if I can show that I can get you set up on your iPad on Steemit through the Brave browser and how it works, and that way I can share it with all my friends on Anchor, how easy it is to get set up, and then that way we can post you know, your thoughts and stuff like that. But also, you know, since it's a place that you can post stuff that will actually stay there. Like, all the stuff that we posted on Facebook is not really ours anymore. We gave it to them. Unless you go and fully take the time and download all your stuff, which, who's going to download all their stuff off of Facebook? Then you're stuck in that, you know, in that world. But I was like, I need to share the story of how I help my mom make money through Steemit. Because if I can show people on the internet that it's easy enough for my mom to do, you know, I know we're going to have technical issues along the way, but as we come across those different issues and whatnot, we can share that also, that process of what we... Because wouldn't it be cool if this was paid for by saying liking stuff?
Yes.
And posting stuff? You know, and then you could do a travel vlog, right? So let's say you want to go on a trip. You want to go do more of these cruises or whatnot. Post videos of you on those cruises to that... to dtube.video and share your experiences with them. Share your sandwich stories.
Fingernails.
My fingernails.
Yeah. See how flat yours are?
Yeah.
Like across. See how mine are kind of curving?
Oh, wow, they are curving now. They didn't used to be like that.
No, and my doctor said that's a sign right there of low oxygen. When you get what they call club nails. I never noticed them before.
Well, now that you pointed out, I can really see it.
Yeah, and she was looking at trends. Like she said, look at trend. Look at your friends here. They're flat. Mine are flat. Yours are...
Huh.
And I was like, whoa.
I wonder
and I'm
what,
like looking at them,
I wonder
like,
what,
are they? Or do, am I just seeing that?
Look at them
said,
straight on and you can see. This way is where you can tell how much the shape is. But you know what? What's funny is everybody wants these nice curved fingernails, and now you've got them. How crazy is that?
At the expense of starving myself a box. You know what I was thinking today? We really do take our air and our oxygen
just breathing
just
for
granted.
Just
breathing for granted.
Now that you've had to be on oxygen, it really
yes,
brings your
attention
to
appreciation. Yes, because I can lay there at night.
That.
Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I just want to rip this thing off my face. It's so annoying to have it there. Sometimes I forget all about it's even there. And then other times it just drives me crazy. I just want to, you know, that's why I do this every once in a while, because my nose itches. But, you know, I'm like, please, Lord, let there be something to fix my lungs so I don't have to be on this for, you know. Tomorrow I go have my breathing test, so.
Well.
Finally.
We'll finally find out.
So
I texted Billy and just asked if he was okay, because I remember when I went down there on the train and visited him, when he paid me to come down there and do that week-long thing, we were driving from his house to the shop, and he was telling me about how there was boats on the right side of the highway when the ocean is like a quarter mile that way. And so if it's all flooded down there, it might have, you know, I don't know about his shop, but I think it's at a higher elevation because it's been there since 86.
Tommy said statewide people are going that have boats, because they've asked anybody that has a boat in the area to help rescue, you know. And Tommy said there's people in Dallas, there's people all over the country that are taking their boats and going down there and helping people. And Trump said he wants to go on Tuesday, but he don't want to go until him being there is not going to be a hindrance, you know, of the rescue and what they have to do right now.
Well, that's funny that the idea of having all the boats there, because that was one of my concepts with my little micro,
I mean, some of those people, it showed these people rescuing this older lady in the house, walking with her waist deep. In every direction you look, there was nothing but water. It's like, where are they going to go?
You need a boat.
I mean, yeah. They were walking forever. I mean,
That's where my boat idea that I was talking about for doing the Great Loop up there. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you built that out of mostly recycled materials and we're able to replicate that with the water system, the solar, the food, all that different stuff that I was talking about, this is exactly the type of situation where you could take all those down there and you would have, you know, because all the waterways are connected, you could go from one spot to another.
I kept thinking of is the little couple that I used to watch them on TV, she's a doctor down in Houston, a pediatrician.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The little couple, they live right there in Houston.
Well, so does Celicia, Celicia's family.
That's right, they're from Houston.
Celicia Miller.
Now, Biff's parents are in Brownsville, so that's further west.
Is that? Yeah. Well, and I don't know, you know, with Billy, he lives really close to... He lives close to the Louisiana border.
But so he's going that way, so...
Yeah, that's the thing that was concerning me on that. And I haven't heard back from him yet, so...
Yeah.
You know, I imagine he's not in the shop right now since no one's really getting their windows tinted when there's...
I haven't looked at any news today, so I have no idea what's been going on with
it. I watched a few videos online
and... It's supposed to be raining the rest of the week or whatever.
Wow.
And I mean, it's like torrential rains. I mean, it's just... Solid
like our monsoons.
It's crazy.
Oh, I thought I heard you say 50 feet earlier. I was like, damn, that's a lot of water.
No, I said 50 feet.
Well, it's... it's built it up.
It's like...
Wow.
I think he said they were talking about I could get 20, 30, or 15, 20 feet high, deep, you know, in places. Because you don't know where the low spots are until, you know... I mean, you see what we get over here on Spruce when it just rains a little bit.
Well, and we're on alluvial plain.
Everything would run right down to the Rio Grande here.
That's exactly.
You know?
Fortunately, this park has extremely good drainage.
That's the whole town is built on an alluvial plain.
Yeah, big.
Yeah.
You can't help it. It goes that way. It goes downhill.
This park has really good drainage.
Yeah, it's built on a slope.
Yeah, as soon as it starts, yeah, you don't.
Supposedly,
really,
this used to be the original airport. Was this spot of land? I think that's why the center origin of Las Cruces, when you look it up, is right on the
right
corner
here.
Of the park. It's where the guy's house burnt down at.
Yeah, I know.
That's the center of Las Cruces.
That's
how funny is that?
Town. So we live in the center of town, basically.
According to the maps.
And pretty much that's about right, because when you think of all around us, it's...
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a more central location,
exactly.
Mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we definitely need to take advantage of all this traffic going by to pawn some art off on them. Get your red hot art right here. Come on down. Get your art.
Well, hopefully this coming week.
Oh, man. Hope everything's okay with Billy. I need a screwdriver. He's been my client for quite a few years now. And we've designed a lot of wraps together over the times. I got a wall wrap right now I gotta do for him. But his shop's been there since 1986. A1tent.com. That's how long he's been around. He actually has... He was the original A1. You see that all over the place? Why didn't I get a scooter? Oh, because I didn't need one. I'm opening a can of turquoise paint to paint the Roadrunner sculpture in the front yard. Because it needs color. So I'm going to give it some. But as you can hear, the many cars going behind me. Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, wow. The pigment separated from the other goo stuff. The binder, I'm assuming. Wow, that looks so cool. All right, I'm going to have to take some pictures of this before I stir it up. Whoa, that's so cool. Oh, wait, let me spin it and see what that looks like. Oh, wow. That's cool. Whee. Oh, wow. Man. I found a new art form. Wow. I wonder if I could dip a piece of paper in that. Maybe a piece of canvas? Yeah, this is just latex paint, so... Alright. Wait, I gotta take a picture of that. Almost ran off to go get a stir stick. Oh, there's a stir stick right in front of me. There's lots of sticks in front of me. Alright. I'm gonna take a picture. Well, that was an interesting surprise. Opening that paint and seeing that beautiful swirling inside. I had to catch a few photographs. Ah, my wind chimes are singing. Yes, winner, winner, chicken dinner time. I got four big fat breasts. Not myself, I mean chicken breasts. What are you thinking? What were you thinking? This Total Recall Part 2? no way to do this without getting my hands dirty. Not that I ever even... I'm moving charcoal from one barbecue grill to the other because I closed the other one down when I was finished barbecuing last time. So the four chicken breasts are marinating in teriyaki, sweet baby rays, hatch chilies, and some love. So the link in this particular wave is to that photo that I took. I'm dousing the charcoal in Kingsford lighter fluid. I'd rather cook over wood, but I don't have any right now that's not treated. It's all plywood and 2x4s and whatnot, so need to get that soaking in so that I can light it up. Whew, I'm looking at my backyard and it looks like Sanford and Son. My grandpa Clyde always had a junk pile. It was called everywhere. I think he would have made a good junk collector. Well, he was a good junk collector. Yeah. He and I both have the same mentality. Those are not, that's not junk. That's all parts waiting to be assembled. Because you never know when I need that spring over there. But I'm also learning to let go of things that don't need to be around, cluttering everything up, because I always have the ability to manifest it. So some of these things I need to let go or go ahead and put them into the project. And I think I'm going to go ahead and put them into the project. And if they don't fit into my project and I can't think of a project, then I'm going to recycle it whatever way I can. I really don't like throwing stuff away. I like to use it for something, but unfortunately we don't have the reatomizer yet. We will. Rourke was thinking about that. He was like, we could just have one where you could put it in and take it out. You bring me a beer? About the barbecue, man. I'll take that as a no.
Fucking beer.
I think there's one in the fridge. Debbie had grabbed one the other night. Wait. What? Pepsi. Nope. I guess you drank it already. Yeah. Go to the little Mike's mini fridge. Yeah, the only time I drink beer is when I barbecue. It's this little thing I got. I like to have beer while I'm barbecuing. Just doused it. I'm letting it sit for a second before I fire it up.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, I started pulling the ones on the other side. I've got it all the way back to the end of the path. I'm trying to remember if those are the ones that are stickery.
No, these aren't.
Because those have cute little flowers on them. They're tiny. They're like micro dot flowers.
No, what you're seeing right here.
That all grew up in nothing, man.
I know.
It was not even there. And then poof! And what was amazing is watching how fast they grew to that size. Because I saw them come up, you know, you saw the little bitty ones, and the next thing you know, you come outside and they're like 2 feet tall. You're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting time-lapse video to see those things grow. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that plastic and the other junk back here. Stuff that's not going to be part of a project or, you know, like even those old ramps. Don't really need those. We don't ever work on our own cars anymore, and if we do, that ain't hard to build. We got enough scrap around here to build a set if we needed one. But I wanna clean all that out, and then I'm gonna clean out the shed and go through and dump out all, because we got a bunch of stuff that's been given to us, and we didn't have enough space to start with. And I was thinking about, with all this plywood and boards out here that we've got, they're not necessarily great for building anymore because they've been rained on so much, but we could build a set of shelves that went around inside of there for stuff that you wanted to have on shelves, and then we can build some hangers for all your yard stuff so that it's all in there nice and neat. And then I want to get rid of all the extra junk that's just junk in this one and just clean everything up. I want it to where it feels nice to come outside and hang out in the backyard instead of looking out and going, ugh. Yeah, and some things I just want to, like those bed frames out there, I want the metal off of it. Because I got some ideas, I want to build some stuff out of metal, and also some of the springs, but they don't need to be in that form. I could cut it up, make it a lot smaller form, take all the springs off, throw those in a jar, you know, all those little pieces in between, you know, just clean everything up. Because from here, for the next couple months, it progressively gets nicer and nicer day by day.
Right.
So I want to take advantage of that and really get out here and get this place situated. I want to rebuild this too as soon as we can, because this thing, that top coat's almost completely gone. It's growing over there, especially with all this rain we've had.
Yeah.
And we still need to finish that side trim. What's that cable go to? What's that white cable right there?
Cable TV.
They ran it on this side?
One time it came in this side.
Because if that's not active, that's going to be gone.
Yeah, I think it's just no longer active.
Yeah, then I need to get rid of that. Time to do some fall cleaning. Fall's always my favorite time of year around here. Has the nicest weather. That was the first time when I visited here in Las Cruces. It was in October. And I was like, oh my god, this place is awesome. You know, and then the rest of the year is meh. Summers, the night times are awesome, but the daytimes is just sweltering hot. But it... Luckily, it is a very, very dry heat.
Well, it's very temperature-wise, it's very comparable to Porterville. Just the thing here, the sun's so much more intense because
there's no smog. Well, I gotta go get my lighter and light that thing up now.
Okay,
it's
probably about time.
Yep. The quest for the lighting device. Bum, 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 bum. Huh. Oh, I bet you it's in my other shorts, because I swapped shorts earlier and didn't. I bet you I didn't check the pockets before I took them off. Because I remember it being in my pocket, and then I stuck my hand in my pocket, and it wasn't there. It was still in my other pocket. Mandela Effect. Man, speaking of Mandela Effect, I watched a video. This guy was talking last night. He took a... Oh, wrong room. Gotta go this way. He was saying that... forget it. Watch out, kitty. There's dogs out here. Light Z fire. Yeah, this way it actually just flames up rather than blowing all your hair off.
Yesterday, had to be yesterday when I worked on all my note cards and stuff. You probably heard me shearing in there.
No. I was asleep.
I come back in here and was organizing some of this stuff. Smokey was sitting right here in the corner, right next to the door, in front of the deep freeze. Joey came in. He started barking at Smokey, and Smokey was just sitting there looking at him. And he just kept going on and on, and I yelled at him. And he went that way, and Smokey went this way.
Yeah, she bolts whenever she hears yelling or... Surprised she did. Well, she never really sees fire. I would say she'd probably run if she saw that fire after going through that. Because Smokey, yeah, that was Fred's cat. He lived in that house that burnt to the ground.
Yeah, it's still cracking me up. What her name is.
I know.
And went through that.
Her name was Smokey before she went through a fiery house. Yeah, that fire claimed my, my OPEC projector.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of my other art supplies. Fortunately, I'd gone down there like maybe a week before that and picked up all my paints and brushes and stuff like that because I was feeling the want to paint again, and but I didn't get my projector because I didn't really have anything to project yet. Yeah, that was a nice projector.
Yeah, but that little one does the same job and it doesn't weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I can fit that in my backpack. Couldn't fit the other one in my backpack. Not unless... No, you'd have to have a really big backpack, man. That thing was heavy.
Yeah.
Had some big-ass lenses on it. Yeah, I wish I could have got it before they threw all that shit away, because I would have taken it half-melted or smoked up or whatever, just... But my easel, it's all blackened except for where the... It burnt the Apple logo off of it and left a white spot where the logo was. That's the only part of that easel that's not burnt. Yeah, that was... Not too many people can say their easel got char-broiled at the center of Las Cruces. Jug-jug-juggers. She loves the heat. It's that chihuahua in her. She's like, I'm from south of the border, man. This ain't hot.
Can't believe how many times I've seen her lay.
Oh, I know. Lay right up under that blower of the dryer.
100 degrees out.
100 degrees. I'm telling you, man. Chihuahua, Mexico is like 120 degrees. So she's like, it ain't hot enough here. Huh, sugar? You're like, I lay out in the sun in a 100-degree day.
So does Joey.
Yeah, they both like the heat. Well, they're both Chihuahuas.
I'm not sure exactly what Joey is.
Well, he's a little more mini-pin. He looks a lot more like a mini-pin, but he doesn't... He's some kind of little mutt. Well, he sure has gotten fat. He was so skinny when he came over here because he could never eat. And now he's like, he is such a food thief, man. I've caught him. He knocked one of Mom's, Mom had a plate of just some chips and sour cream. And I hear, clink! Joey's up there, stepped on the plate, flipped it off the table and onto the ground while Mom was in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I need to grab that chicken. Love you, Mom.
You too, honey.
I'm putting the chicken on early enough this time so it doesn't have to... Last time I put it on too late. Winner, winner! chicken dinner. Call in if you know what that is from. Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. Okay. You've tuned in to Cooking with Holistic Artist, Barbecue Edition. It's spicy hot. Ooh, baby. Look at them breasts.
Okay, I just put the potatoes on. They take about 30 minutes. 25 to 30 minutes.
You know, I need to let that grill get a little hotter before I throw those on there. I forgot to put the... We were sitting out here talking, and I forgot to put the grill on. So let me let that heat up, because I'm not getting the, I'm not going to get any sizzle after 30 seconds of it being on there. We will pause and try again. Oh. Oh. I'm going to paint that, Mom's been wanting that Roadrunner painted out there, turquoise. And so I found her leftover paint. You know, it'll only last about a year with the intensity of the sun around here. It might last longer because it's indoor-outdoor paint, so. But I was thinking about, I'm going to paint it turquoise with some different red accents. Just give it more of a southwestern flair to it. I got some ideas for some other little sculptures I'd like to do. Need a wind-powered one. We got plenty of wind around here.
Well, we had that foil on the tail of it. I'd see it rock here and there.
Yeah.
There's just not really anything on it.
It needs a little sail of sorts so that it can catch some air.
Doesn't have anything on it that catches the air to make it rock.
It needs some tail feathers. I'll have to figure out what I can make.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Sugar, is you got a begging face. Say, oh, please give me some food. We haven't even put it on yet. You already smell it?
Well, I can smell it. Because it's got the residue from last time.
Oh, yeah, on those other coals. Alright, that should be good. Yeah, those top's getting hot, so that means that grill's nice. And... oh, yeah. Do we got an onion? Next time we need to buy a white onion, I can cut in half to season the grill. And some pork fat. That's what they do in Mexico. Carne asada. Ding 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 ding. Carne asada. Whoa, carne asada. Oh yeah, see that's making some slight hiss. Damn, these are big. Big breasted chickens. But think about it. We've been here 10 years. If we started on a project at the beginning of that, we'd have it done now.
I think he did the vat, maybe not the paint, but he built the whole thing himself in his spare time.
Well, I could do the paint.
But
hardest thing you can paint is a helmet. And that's where I started out.
Well, it cracks me up. She drives one of the new Chargers or Challengers, whatever it is, with the Hemi,
mm-hmm.
a high-performance Hemi. Has a 69 Corvette, which she doesn't really like driving it. She only takes it out a couple of times a year. Other than that, it's just stored. He's got his hot rod and his new Corvette. And that, the new Corvette's his daily driver. So a Hemi Dodge and a new late model Corvette are their daily drivers.
You know, the thing I like about that barbecue you built also is that it's a smoker. It'll hold that smoke inside of it. You know, it
yeah.
doesn't really need a whole lot of venting because it's got enough leaks out of it everywhere that the smoke comes out just fine.
Yeah, and that thing will be around 50 years after we're gone.
Oh, yeah. Yep, plate steel takes longer to deteriorate than humans.
Yeah, it's a super heavy sheet metal on the top, but the bottom half is eighth-inch plate.
Eighth-inch plate. Wow. That's about like me using those half-inch Heim joints on that freaking bicycle build.
Well, that was one of those... Rick Struble from Struble Auto Parts things. You know, I got the MIG welder, I've got a bunch of plate steel I don't really plan on using. And that was right after my first divorce.
Mm.
Which I was pretty upset about. He goes, why don't you go back there and build that barbecue you've talked about?
Cool.
He had a plasma cutter, or a torch cutter, not a plasma, but the torch cutter and all kinds of shit. And he had all this plate, eighth-inch plate back there.
I just had a cool idea with that painting I'm going to do for Tommy of Grandpa in the airplane. We're not in the photo, but we can be in the painting. Because I got some pictures of the two of us when we were at that age where we were out there that same year, 1987. That was 2 days after my birthday, 1987. That was cool.
I gotta take Bev to the hospital tomorrow for lung function test.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm rubbing my foot.
Sugar says, I'll take it anywhere I can get it, man. That's why they call me Sugar. I love some sugar. cover that up so the flies don't get into it. I'd like to build a little steel tray to go in the bottom of that thing. You know what? That's what we need to get. One of those charcoal things that you... It's a tube. You put the charcoal in, you light it first in that, and then you pour it into the thing. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Those get the coals all nice and burnt evenly when you put them in.
I used to always just line the bottom of it with oil so that
it's easy to pull out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost need 36-inch foil to fit in the bottom of that thing.
Well, that wide foil, two layers,
yeah,
cover the bottom. Of course, it's probably a little... The way I used to barbecue, I liked really low heat.
Mm.
When I did my tri-tip and that stuff, I liked the low heat and cook it for a long time and turn it and baste it and turn it and baste it. And it was perfect for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely more of a slow cooker. Other than the mosquitoes, the evenings are beautiful. Mosquitoes this season have been insane from all this rain. Oh my goodness, sugar. Oh my goodness, was he scratching your back? Oh, sugar.
Oh my goodness.
He's turned into a gray-haired old lady. She's like, I'm 10 years old, man.
I can't believe Buck's still kicking.
I know, man. That little dog. And I'll put him outside still. Whenever I find him in here that I can, you know, I recognize that he's in there. I put him out on the other side and he makes his way back around, back inside of your room.
Not damn near stepped on him, I don't know how many of them. He'll lay at the foot of my bed with just his head sticking out. I don't know how many times I've almost stepped on him. You don't realize he's there.
Right. Yeah, Buddy's had quite a life. Started out in California and I took him all over the place out there in California. He was a lot younger pup back then.
Well, we've been here, what, 10 years now?
10 years, yeah.
Yeah, and he was...
They found him a couple years before that.
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
It was like, yeah, because Grandpa was alive. He was the one that found him.
He's the one that found him.
Yeah. Yeah, they put an ad in the paper trying to find the owner. I figured somebody moved out of town and just left him.
So since Clyde found him, that's got to be probably 13 years ago.
Oh, at least.
And didn't really know how old he was at that point.
He acted like he was about 3 or 4 years old. 3 years old, maybe.
But he's so damn blind. And
he can still find his way to that food dish, though. And he can find his way back to your room. And he can... He makes it through this whole freaking landmine of a backyard.
Oh, he's... He pretty much lives in my room.
Yeah. Well, that's the warmest room, also. And he likes the warmth. He's another chihuahua.
The sun. He'll lay right...
Where the sun hits. Yeah. Yeah, he's a chiweenie. Half chihuahua, half weenie dog. Chiweenie dog. Oh no, sugar. Is you getting better? So when did I become a shoe toy? A footstool. Oh, the jokers. Oh, the jokers. Chicky, chicky, chickies. All right, let's check on the chicken. Let's check on that chicken. That's smelling good. Starting to brown up a little bit.
Yeah, I just checked the timer on the oven. It's about 13 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. That's about how much time we got left on the chicken.
I was trying to time it.
Yeah, it's 25 to 35 minutes, depending on how hot the grill is. And I just kind of... I used to really strictly time it, but now it's more of a smell and a feeling. Intuitive cooking with Alex DeCartist. Sugar, 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 sweet little puppy. Still a glitch on the computer? What's it doing?
I had to restart it 3 times this morning. Once I restarted it, and the mouse pointer wouldn't respond to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I restarted it again, it froze up during startup. You know, that little circle jobber?
Mm-hmm.
It just quit. I had to hard shut it down a third time. Or a second time. And then the next time it worked okay.
Huh. And it's got all the latest updates.
The Windows automatically, when there's updates...
Right, and they push them. We don't really have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, with Windows
silly
10,
question.
You don't have a choice. Sometimes I think I should restore it back to the original Windows 10.
Or the 8? 8 wasn't a very good operating system.
No. It has an option to restore it back to the original Windows 10.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
And let it reinstall, let it re-update stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a white-haired old lady now.
Sugar, don't touch that from him. Say, I'm just a little puppy. I'm just a little puppy that likes sugar. Oh.
Other than your nose, you damn near look like my wife.
Sugar, you're a funny puppy. Yeah. Look at your tan lines. It looks like you're still wearing sandals. Not you, Sugar. You don't have any tan lines.
Yeah, I haven't got this much attention from you in
10 years. You're like, oh my God, Mike loves me.
How close?
Pretty close. Pretty close. Like I said, your timer will probably be the timer for the chicken. Yeah, see how close it is. Six minutes, 6:40. 6:42. That sounds just like 4:62.
Where you sleep.
Yeah, that'll be just right on the chicken. Just right for my tummy. It tastes so yummy. Yeah, this time of day is always nice out here in the summertime. It does have the nice evenings, like, you know, Porterville always had really nice evenings in the summer. The difference is we never got rain in the summer out there.
Right.
Here we get rain all the time. It's crazy. More rain.
Kind of through the Gulf Coast, but gets as high as Dallas. Must be in the wintertime when the sun's...
Further south,
yeah,
where we're pointed away. Yeah, that would make sense, because it's going to be up high when the... Well, that also depends on where the moon is. I don't know what the moon's ellipse is, but it would make sense if it was hitting further south. That's, like, what's so interesting in the Netherlands. They're so far north, and the way the Earth is tilted towards the sun... She said in the summertime, it doesn't get dark until 11 o'clock. I was like, wow. It gets dark as late as maybe 9 here. But it used to get dark later in Porterville because we were higher, we were further north. Yeah, it's so interesting. I got friends on the other side of the planet over in Australia, and they're getting ready to go into spring, and we're getting ready to go into fall. And they're coming out of winter, and we're exiting summer. It's been a hot summer. And a wet summer.
Oh, it's a more normal month.
Yeah. Well, I definitely did not expect a rainy desert summer when Mom first came out here and talked about this place. You know, because it's... Growing up in a dry summer California where it only rains, you know, in the winter and the mostly in the springtime.
Well, I actually like the summer rain.
Oh, I do too. I definitely like the summer rain.
Other than the humidity, at least it's warm enough to sit out under a cover and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, in Porterville when it would rain, it was so damn cold you didn't go outside.
Yeah.
You could look through a window, but yeah, I love sitting out on the porch when it's raining and catching some waves.
Well, I hope Billy's not dead and sends you some money.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. If his shop got wiped out, might have to do something. Start generating some other income flows, because having Mike Brown go back to selling cars now, you know, and not focusing full time on the wraps, that cut a lot of that income out. So if Billy goes down, I'm gonna have to start hustling. I'm gonna start doing that anyway with that DTube.video, start generating some income so that instead of you asking me you got any money, I'm always coming in there going, hey, I sent you some more money. I'd much rather that scenario.
I'll tell you right now, about the weakest I've been in a long time.
Yeah. Flying low. Better check this jigger.
I start out every month. Depending on the time of year, $400 to $500 in the hole.
Right.
And
I wonder how much electricity we would have to deteriorate with solar paddles to create an extra $400 a month. Because we definitely have the roof surface for it, and the freaking sun here is just ridiculous how intense it is. Price of those panels have finally started coming down to where it's starting to make sense. Because it'd be nice for the sun to pay the park space instead of us. How they look? Oh yeah, they look good.
Yeah. I just turned the timer off. I think they're
gonna give them a few more minutes.
Well,
I think the chicken could use a few more minutes on this side. So, let me grab another beer. Actually, I think I would grab a bowl. I'm looking forward to doing this portrait of my grandfather. I'm going to record a video, kind of like the magicians that show all their tricks and reveal the reveals in ancient in the Renaissance times. They first came up with the camera obscura, and I figured this out when I was, I'd get stuck in the corner when I was a kid because I'd talk too much in class, go figure, right? And so I figured out pretty quickly that if I took my glasses off and held them out, I could reverse the image and see the backwards image on the wall upside down. And they used that to project onto a canvas to be able to draw their coloring book to then paint. Now, people like my friend Marcos Dorado, if you look on Instagram, that man has the master's eye, and he sits there with a live person and sits there, and he's developed the skills to be able to draw everything completely freehand. Well, I can do the same thing if I sit down and take my time to do it. But sometimes it is nice to have tools that make the work easier. And one of those tools is a projector. And now they have projectors, like the little one I just recently purchased, that are 2-inch by 2-inch square, and it's a laser projector. So it'll project from 20 inches all the way to 20 feet. And at 20 feet, you have a 200-inch image. And it's, high enough resolution that I can take an image with my phone and then project that onto the canvas to then draw my coloring book. And I want to show people how they can get over the fear of the drawing portion of it to play in the painting. And that was one of the things that my art teacher, Bob Bittner, introduced me to. And it was such a relief after I'd spent so much time in drafting in architecture class, you know, doing everything meticulously by hand, and having this tool that could save me 3 to 4 hours worth of time was just absolutely amazing. So I'm going to share a little link to my Instagram feed that shows the little projector and the photo that I'm going to be blowing up. And I will, at some point, I'm going to record video of the process. I might even live stream it. Who knows? It'd be interesting to live stream because you'll just see that image projected and see me drawing it along the way. So it might be a fun interactive thing to do. I got to get some content to put together, some new content to put on dtube.video so I can start putting all my artwork over there. So here's a link. Check it out. And I'll talk to you guys in the next week. Now for that bowl. Today, Goji Oji. Goji Oji. Goji Oji. That's fun to say. Let's see how fun it is to smoke. Mmm, quite tasty. Maybe it's the goji berry? It does kind of have a... kind of a to it, you know what I mean? That kind of goji berry flavor feel. Sugar. Sugar, you such a cute puppy. You look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Oh, my precious. Oh, my precious. Some chicken. Let's go get a plate. Come on, Sugar. You want to go inside? I need a larger plate. I need a plate I can let him rest in. I love this big plate of apple and a pear. Man, this plate is so 70s, man. Wow. It's gotta be from 75. That's cool. Ho 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 ho. The chicken de jour is gorgeous. Oh yes. Oh yes. That looks perfect. Oh yeah. Ooh, yeah. I'll let these rest a minute. Let them rest a minute. They always clump up when you let them rest a minute. Huh. You can feel this whole dome. Mike, feel how warm this is already getting from the heat coming off that chicken. And the puppies are like, chicken? Chicken? I want some chicken? I love chicken. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. Oh, I love chicken. Oh, my goodness. The chicken is just the best. Oh, I love your chicken, Vincent. Oh, please give me some chicken. Please. Please. Por favor. Por favor. Por favor.
Pero veo. Pero veo.
Pero veo.
Pedal fail.
Whew, man. That is amazing how much heat comes off of that. But yeah, by the time you finish prepping your potato, this chicken will be nicely rested. Rest, chicken. Clump. Rest. Be beautiful and tasty and yummy. Thank you. Ooh. You know what I thought about doing? And I'm going to do it next time with the chicken. I'm going to...
Plus we can see how well they're cooked.
Light on, I can't see anything in that light. Does it look good?
In the end, though.
This is the big end, so it should be fine.
Yep, sure looks good.
Mm. Hey, here you go.
No, you won't. No, you don't. Not with that chicken. You don't need a knife with this chicken.
Well, probably do you do.
No, a fork will cut through it like butter. Yeah, that's tender. Tender chicken. What? Salt? Oh yeah, I need to prep my tater too. Little butter. Salt, madame. Let's try this chicken. Oh man, that is so good. Oh man, try that, Mom. That's better than last time.
I know. I just was eating something.
Wow.
It's tender.
I told you. I think this is the best batch I've made yet.
Tight little rod in the door to make the door fit like an old screen. I mean, who fixes cars like that? What
are
they thinking?
I don't think anyone was around in 35.
But yeah, you can totally just cut it with a fork, like so soft.
So this 35 Chevy is pretty unique.
That potato is good.
Made out of wood, and the fact that, you know, the doors are just like an old screen door is pretty challenging in itself. So I'm just going to have to learn as I go, and I hope all goes well.
So we finally get to start on this 35 Chevy. We're pretty excited about it. These cars are very rare, so it's very cool. It's actually the first one I've had in my shop, first one I've laid my hands on. I'd say we get the body off.
Hey,
guys.
Of
the devil, man.
Hey, that's the car. That's the same one I did the painting of for Dean.
So, occasionally we like to get some to come in.
That's funny.
And in this case, we're going to bring our buddy Farron in.
How's it going, brother?
Good to see you, man.
You too.
I think that was a 3542.
He's a machinist.
I just came to help, man.
But it was a hot rod.
I think he's going to be the key guy to really help us get this thing rolling.
Hey, we finally get to work on a car that's older than me.
Me too.
Me too.
That's a king size Kentucky socket set right there.
King size.
The stuff that we're trying to take off like it presses this steering arm. It's been on here since 35, so you know it's going to be stuck like Chuck. So.
You want to leave that socket on here when we knock the crap out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a torch.
Ready? Bam! Yeah. A hot wrench, right? That's
it. A hot wrench.
Oh, my. The plan we have today for this car, we're going to basically get everything cleaned up.
None of this ever been, think about this a minute, none's ever been taken off of here since 35.
In order to do that, obviously the body has to come off. We'll take the doors off, disassemble everything, bag,
all
the parts, and just start assessing the frame. We're both getting educated on how to work on 1935.